Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're unpacking the key highlights from the 2026 Linux Storage, File System, Memory Management, and BPF Summit, which gathered many of the world's top contributors to open source technology. One of the pivotal points from this summit was the renewed focus on optimizing directory management, particularly around something called dentries. Dentries or directory entries are crucial components of a file system that help the system keep track of files and directories more efficiently. A specific concern raised by expert Miklos Sereti was the proliferation of negative dentries and how their accumulation can degrade file system performance, especially under heavy workloads. To break this down, a negative dentry essentially represents a directory entry for a file that doesn't exist or hasn't been created, which normally helps a system quickly know not to waste time looking for it. However, when there are too many negative dentries present, systems can become bogged down with unnecessary checks and memory usage, leading to slowdowns in environments with large directories or frequent file operations. Developers are exploring strategies to better manage these negative entries, discussing balance between caching performance benefits and keeping the capacity to quickly respond to changes in directory contents. The consensus at the summit was that proactive management and perhaps limiting or periodically purging negative dentries can help maintain optimal performance in critical systems. Shifting to other significant developments, kernel developers made a decision to retire the EFS driver, which hasn't been actively maintained in over 2 decades. The EFS, or Extent File System, was once vital for legacy systems, but as technology has moved forward and maintenance ceased, its presence in the kernel has become more of a liability than an asset. Christian Brauner, a key kernel maintainer, announced that the driver will be removed in the next major kernel release, with the change already staged in the VFS-7.3.EFS branch. This move underscores an ongoing effort in the Linux community to maintain a lean and reliable codebase, freeing up resources and reducing the attack surface of the kernel. Beyond drivers and file systems, summit conversations veered to broader issues impacting the future sustainability of open source projects, especially regarding application repositories. Many community members voiced concerns about platforms like FDroid, a popular repository for open source Android apps, facing regulatory and practical challenges. Regulatory requirements, like strict age verification for app downloads, as well as increasing dependency on proprietary operating systems and application stores, are threatening the independence and accessibility of open source software. There's a growing fear that if monopolistic practices persist, the ability for users to freely install and run their own software could be compromised. Such concerns are at the heart of the open source philosophy, which champions the rights of users to control their own devices and software, creating a stark contrast to the more closed approaches of dominant technology platforms. Meanwhile, the database world saw big news from the MariaDB community as they previewed version 13.1, which promises notable new features improving both security and configuration management. One of the highlights is the addition of new JSON operators, giving developers more power and flexibility when handling structured data. In addition, MariaDB 13.1 brings stricter configuration validation, making it far less likely for administrators to accidentally misconfigure critical database parameters. An especially impactful security improvement is the DNY or negative grants feature, giving database administrators fine-grained control to explicitly block certain permissions and minimize the attack surface within production environments. Such advancements in access control are increasingly vital as database systems remain priority targets for malicious actors. Security updates have also rolled out across several major Linux distributions, keeping pace with a threat landscape that is more persistent and technologically advanced than ever. Recent patch sets for Alma Linux and Fedora have addressed critical vulnerabilities, reinforcing the importance of automation and rapid response in managing infrastructure security. At a database level, both MariaDB and PostgreSQL received targeted patches, reflecting the community's commitment to ongoing protection of sensitive and mission-critical data. This spirit of proactive security was echoed in summit workshops, advocating not just for hardening code, but also for educating end users and IT administrators about evolving best practices. In terms of technological innovation, there's a clear drive to modernize operating system architectures, particularly with Linux's shift away from legacy 32-bit kernel interfaces toward a streamlined 64-bit environment. This change promises improved performance, better compatibility with modern hardware, and a significant reduction in technical debt for kernel maintainers. We're also seeing fascinating advancements in system integration and testing, with the Windows Pre-Installation Environment, or WinPE, drawing attention as a flexible tool for low-level diagnostics and deployment on x86 and ARM systems. It's a vivid reminder of how open source and proprietary solutions often intersect in the real world, influencing each other's strengths and weaknesses. Interestingly, this year's summit also drew attention to health matters affecting technology professionals, prompted by new research into sedentary lifestyles, with developers, administrators, and contributors regularly spending 8 or more hours at their desks. Health experts are stressing the importance of integrating movement into daily routines. Prolonged sitting has been linked to increased risk of cardiovascular disease, metabolic disorders, and musculoskeletal complaints, making it critical for workplaces and individuals to rethink their approach to health in the tech sector. An emerging consensus is that simple practices, standing desks, scheduled breaks, or even micro-workout routines could measurably counter long-term health declines among tech workers. Satellite internet also remains a hot topic, with Amazon's Leo network progressing toward commercial rollout and sparking comparisons with established players like SpaceX's Starlink. The race to provide global high-speed internet from low Earth orbit promises more competition, greater rural coverage, and potential regulatory challenges as new markets open up. As these mega constellations deploy tens of thousands of satellites, engineers are also grappling with orbital congestion and long-term sustainability. Security is never far from the forefront, with perhaps the most headline-grabbing development in recent months being the world's first notable AI-automated ransomware attack. Dubbed Jade Puffer, this attack used generative AI to autonomously craft malicious payloads, adapt to defenses, and even interact with infiltrated systems for maximum disruption. Cybersecurity experts warn that this kind of threat is likely to become more common, as both defensive and offensive actors leverage artificial intelligence at unprecedented scale and speed. This arms race will require sustained vigilance and innovative strategies from the open source community and beyond to prevent catastrophic breaches. On a more positive security note, Calyx OS, a privacy-focused Android distribution, has resumed active development and released version 7.2.2.0, bringing enhanced protections and updates. This renewed momentum is good news for advocates of alternative platforms, providing important choices for users seeking greater privacy and control on their mobile devices. Calyx OS's development is a timely reminder of the importance of keeping alternative, community-run operating systems viable in the face of increasingly centralized tech ecosystems. Another community under the spotlight is the Godot Foundation, which recently announced a policy shift to reject AI-authored code contributions to its open-source game engine. The move, designed to ensure copyright clarity, ethical standards, and maintainable code, comes as generative AI becomes more capable and more widely adopted in software projects. Supporters argue that this approach fosters greater transparency and accountability, assuring users and contributors that code is auditable and free from legal ambiguity. As open source projects increasingly interface with artificial intelligence, questions about authorship, reliability, and safety are coming to the fore. The path forward likely involves not only technical solutions, but also industry-wide debate about standards and best practices for responsible AI use. Reflecting on the summit and recent news, it's clear the open source landscape is defined as much by its challenges as by its triumphs. Discussions revealed a pressing need for greater collaboration, especially as regulatory pressures, security threats, and health issues all shape the future of our industry. Across every topic, from dentries and drivers to satellites and sedentary risk, a consistent thread is the importance of adapting while staying true to open source principles, transparency, empowerment, and community engagement. For developers, users, and advocates alike, the years ahead will demand renewed commitment to defending the freedoms that have allowed open source to thrive. Proactive management, technical innovation, and prioritizing health and security are no longer optional, but essential. As we look to the future, the successful open source project will be one that is not only technically robust, but also resilient, inclusive, and adaptable in a rapidly evolving environment. That's all for this week's Open Source News Elements, where we strive to bring clarity, context, and actionable insights from the heart of the open source community. As always, stay tuned for the latest developments and remember to support your local open source projects. Thanks for listening.